Gejur je chang, Gekur je chang de. De hincha jikpe lama rundu pe. Kutilin kota mebaro zigzu, ya. Tanto.
An enemy repaying your good with bad makes you progress in your practice. His unjust accusations are a whip that steers you towards virtue. He's the teacher who destroys all your attachments and desires. Look at his great kindness that you can never repay.
Apa kita?
Sinawe yola bardu tanawa meda nange melamdo malandi zirbe lo maide turbate ne judare jomba azanje lo jude barzo nange lula zordebe meda tuzu tonjende.
Yesterday, Rinpoche was teaching from the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, gave the six chapters of this text, which were the cause, which is the Buddha nature, the base, which is the precious human body, the condition, which is the spiritual friend, the method, which is the teachings of the spiritual friend, the fruition, which is the kaya of the perfect Buddha, and the sixth chapter is enlightened activity, which is working for the benefit without concepts or non-conceptual work for the benefit of beings.
Hebe deva le hinjin chapa, Sanje dubeta mahipata nga yore, yere, ti ye nyimbo, tene dama number yere. Sende jurla hinjin chakwe nyimbo, matapa gomba. Sipe deva, korbe deje, korba ji deje le hinjin chakwe nyimbo, tene korbe nyiming le ende dan jepe, hebe dama. Hebe deva la chapa nyimbo, Dene Sambadang Ningi Heba Sanje Drupatam Hibe Nyambor, Dene Tepachembo Sanjo, Cho the same Jibe, Chute, Dene King number Ye Nyambor, Dama number Yere.
The fourth of these chapters is the most important chapter. The fourth one is the method, namely the instructions of the spiritual friend. These instructions of the spiritual friend is divided into four types because there are actually four hindrances which hinder us from attaining Buddhahood. The first hindrance is that we are attached and cling to this life's objects and to happiness and pleasure in this life. That's the first hindrance. The second hindrance is that we are attached and cling to the happiness or joy of existence. The third hindrance is that we are attached and cling to the happiness of pacification. The fourth hindrance is that we don't know the methods of how to attain the perfect state of Buddhahood. The spiritual friend gave four types of instructions for these four hindrances, or for to clear away these hindrances. The first instruction, which clears away the hindrance of our attachment and clinging to the happiness of this life, is the meditation on impermanence.
The second instruction, which clears away the hindrance of being attached and clinging to the happiness of existence, i.e. samsara, is the instruction on the weariness or disadvantages of samsara, including karma and its result. The third instruction, which clears away our attachment and clinging towards happiness of pacification, i.e. nirvana, is the instruction of loving-kindness and compassion. And the fourth instruction, which clears away the hindrance, which is not knowing the methods how to attain Buddhahood, this instruction is the instruction on how to develop the supreme mind of Mahayana, the bodhicitta.
Dele tsende yekyo yola chakpa nyingbo matapa kyepa te thajinje matapa lewe tang yalongke matapa lewe nyikhe vare te sungder to tene lobjong se na yapanto kye tsar vare. Kye simpai.
The first instruction against the hindrance, which is clinging and attachment towards happiness in this life, namely the instruction of impermanence, Rinpoche was presenting on the chapter of Gampopa's book, The Jewel Ornament of Liberation, and also this Padre Rinpoche's book, The Words of My Perfect Teacher. He explained that, we studied it. He explained it in a unified version, and it was very good that we were studying it, but this we have finished now.
Tene matapa tso yang namrang tse khipa tsang ji ping ma do matapa yang ni yang do something ni hi che wa matapa le ni hi ya bu che go go do ni hi ya bu che na tene rang sem de ya bu cha gre che ba ya bu yang go.
If we just know about impermanence, knowing its synonyms and so on, if we just have a mere knowing about it, that's not enough. We should think about the fact of impermanence again and again, and we should develop a firm conviction of impermanence. Then our mind will become positive and we will become a good practitioner.
Tene ta sipe deva la chapi nyembo khobe dunga da lende hebala khoba la da nyerwa la chadang dunga yeda le tikun jo dunga tondo la phenchin korjo je dunga phenchin chig chig la na ba sipe dunga tene ma nam la jega nan chi dunga la so ba dunga mandawa mambo yo pate ma chu yapo ha kogdo.
The second instruction of the spiritual friend, which reverses our attachment to happiness of existence or samsara, is the instruction on the disadvantages of samsara, including karma and fruition. All of us, we know all the sufferings of samsara, as there is the suffering of the beings in the hell realms, which is that they suffer from heat and cold, the suffering of the pretas who suffer of hunger and thirst, the suffering of animals who suffer from chasing after each other and harming each other mutually, the suffering of the humans we know very well. It is the suffering of birth, sickness, aging, and death. All of these sufferings we know very well, and we have to think about it again and again. We should think about the individual suffering of people or of the individual beings, and also we should think about the suffering of all the beings in the six realms. If we think about that very well, then we will, then this is acting according to the instructions of the spiritual friend, which is the instruction about the disadvantages of samsara. The root of all suffering in samsara, the root of all general samsara suffering, and also of the individual suffering of the sentient beings in samsara, is the thought that clings to a self, the thought that clings to an I, the thought thinking I, mine, mine. From this thought that clings to a self, all suffering arises. If we know that, and if we again and again think about the suffering and the root of suffering, then naturally we will develop joy or happiness to be able to meditate on the remedy of that, namely the meditation on the absence of a self. If we have such a joy or happiness to meditate on the absence of a self, then our meditation will become powerful. If we did not develop joy or delight in such a meditation, then even though we might meditate on the absence of a self, still the meditation won't be very powerful. What is meant by karma, cause and effect? In samsara we have temporary happiness and also temporary suffering. This temporary happiness and the temporary suffering is not created by the three jewels. Also, it is not created by demons. Kanchok. Oh yes, it's not created by a god, by a creator god. Also, it is not created by demons or spirits. It's not created, or it did not come about without any causes and conditions. But it is dependent on our karma.
Tene le te le le yang tanda dikpe le lunga ke mgeba le chota lunga ke mgeba le chole dope geba cho la sopa yobare tso cheran tso ha ko ge sel mambu ke ko samare sambare.
What is karma or activity? There's negative activity. The negative activity is described in 10 points of unvirtuous action of body and speech. Then there are the remedies against those, or there are 10 types of virtuous action which reverse these 10 types of unvirtuous action. Rinpoche thinks that all of us know these types of virtuous and unvirtuous actions, therefore there's no point here to go into detail.
Dordana leje tsavandavote semna ra lebre semje Tene nöy semdan, yinla nöy bis semdan, ngay bis semje, nöy semdan, ngay semje goni, le sakwa tamje, dikpe le sundukare. Tene yinla pen bis semdan, samba de nginji semje, lunga yisomje, tsobo lunga gle la kogare, le sakwa tamje, gebe le sundukare. Disena tsobo leje tsawa de semre, semde karchenpore.
In brief, the root of all karma is mainly the mind. All action which come from a mind or an intention which wants to harm others, or which is an intention of others' inferiority, all actions which come from such an attitude, this is negative action. And all action which come from an attitude which benefits others or which wants to benefit others, or an attitude of loving kindness and compassion, this is considered to be a virtuous action. Therefore, a virtuous action, these beneficial actions mainly are done by body and speech also. These both negative and virtuous actions are mainly dependent on the mind. Therefore, it is on the intention. Therefore, the mind is said to be the root of all karma.
Tenya lu tanga ke gebe namba gebe zungi zone yang sem ngemba yona dikpa chago yore. Sem ngemba rangke lu tanga ke gebe zungi zote yin lang naja tan thado tan yin serjan noendo tan rang lang keja chempo yondo la soba sem yona sem de ngemba re. Same thing, by Imbessena gave a zungi, the Mune gave a land over your mare, the qualand over you.
Even if we manifest a bodily action and our speech in a virtuous form, but if our mind is negative, then whatever we do, even if it seems to be virtue, it is negative. For example, if we act virtuous towards some others, but we are driven by an intention of pride or jealousy or self-importance, then this virtuous action is not a real virtuous action, but it is a negative action. If we accumulate action which has the form of negativity of body and mind, but which still is empowered by a positive intention, may it be the wish to benefit others, may it be loving kindness or compassion, then this negative action becomes a positive one. Even though it seems to be negative, even though it has the manifestation of a negative action, empowered by the positive attitude or the positive intention, it is a virtuous action. Therefore, the action which we do is dependent on our intention.
Lege Tsavan Ravati, Kovarchi, Lege Tsavati, Tatova the Caras and a young Dunzinre. No, that does some Dunzin, Jenamdo, Yona, Dunzin, Jukun and Lame, Lege Sana, then in Kovarchi, Lege Chagre. Laying Namba Sana, nearby Yeda Tundu and Rowan Nambala Dogre, and then Kunun Zambu Goni Gabe Lesana, Dunzin, Jugoni Gabe Lesana. Tori lada madan lamai ye listen to it.
The root for a rebirth in samsara is our ego clinging, It is the thought of I, mine, mine. Whatever karma or action we accumulate with an intention of ego clinging will cause a rebirth in samsara. When we accumulate negative action empowered by the thought of ego clinging, then we will be reborn in the lower realms, in the hell realm, as a preta or as an anima. If we accumulate virtuous action but still empowered by ego clinging, then this will cause a rebirth in the higher realms, may it be the gods, the demigods, or the humans.
Tētār lē nēmbā tāng, nyūmōng tāng, dōngā tāng chē chē, jū yī tsāvā tē dāngzīn yīmbī sē nā, tā jū yī tsāvā dāngzīn chē nyēmbō dāngmī tōpī khērāb rē, tēne dā mē pā gōmīyā tē kār chēmbō rē.
Since the root and the cause of all negative action, of all affliction, of all suffering is our ego clinging, it is so important to meditate on the remedy for this ego clinging, which is the meditation on the absence of a self.
Tene ta ke somba hebe deva la cha pe nyembo samba de nyingi re te ta din samba de nyingi le bo ngoma hie sa ba re tere patro rumbu chi sombe ta da hyalon le tene Sampada Nyingi, Sancho Jho the same type of level there, Injike La Jorya Puyo Sari, Tene Ngaye Thilong Dravoche Maandu, Ngaye Peke Lokare, Tene Injike Thilong Dravoche Zona, Kole La Puyo Sari. Sampayu.
The third instruction of the spiritual friend was the instruction which remedies our attachment to peace or to nirvana. That was the instruction of loving kindness and compassion. Yesterday, Rinpoche was already teaching about loving, or the other day, Rinpoche was already teaching about loving kindness and compassion in context of the jewel ornament of liberation by Gampopa. And now he chose to explain, he chose to give a so called oral transmission of the of Pato Rinpoche's text, which is called The Words of My Perfect Teacher, of the chapter about loving kindness and compassion, which is here, chapter 2, on page 195, Arousing Bodhicitta, the Root of the Great Vehicle. Rinpoche thinks this is just such a great, fantastic translation, therefore it is enough to just read the text, and that I will read the translation.
Sancho Cho to Sentibane, Tambo Lamalan Sansava, you intend to go in Sansarvane, Hirap Chimbu Nyande, Mundunze, Ninji Chimbu, Korva Tangdola, Tablan Cape and Conde Yirmito, Sumi Lamichavla Sansalo.
It is the second chapter called Arousing Bodhicitta, the Root of the Great Vehicle. It starts out by a prayer, which is a prostration to the Lama, enlisting all the qualities of the Lama. The prayer says, through your great wisdom, you have realized nirvana. Through your great compassion, you willingly embrace samsara. Through your skill in methods, you have realized that they are no different. Peerless teacher, at your feet, I bow.
Tande kapso lami yuntin som tempo goni san savare. Hirap chimbu yuntin je nyande ngondun zeba. Ningi chimbu yuntin je topji korva tangdun lemba, korva mapangba, korva simjinji don seba. Tablan kepe chebarje, tamke yuntin je konde yirmi topa, konde yirmi dan si yinyamni topa. De tabu yuntin de tempo goni, tene lama la san savare.
Here talks about three qualities of the Lama. It says, through the quality that the Lama has great wisdom, he was able to realize Nirvana. Through the quality and through the power of great compassion, the Lama willingly embraces samsara. Through the quality of knowing special means, the Lama has realized that samsara and nirvana are inseparable. He has realized the equality of existence and peace. This point is, the topic of this point is the root of Mahayana, which is arousing bodhicitta. It is divided into three. The first is training the mind in the four boundless qualities, or sometimes they are called the four immeasurables. We study that in the Sherab Goji. The second point is the mind turned towards supreme enlightenment. And the third point is training in bodhicitta.
Then tangbo tsemi yela lo jang go bi jum sen kare sa na tsemi yela lo ma jang na san chung cho de sem ji na yang sem ji ya bu jie ge yo ma le di se na tsemi yela lo jang tsemi yela lo jang na de ne te kwa chen bo san chung cho de sem ji na san chung ji sem de jie wa le san chung ji sem ji ba tsang ji ping ge yo ma le de ne mun jo ge lab za zong go re lab za la lab go ba le di se na de
Why is it necessary to train the mind in the four boundless qualities or in the four immeasurables? It is, if we don't train in the four immeasurables, then it is not possible to really arouse bodhicitta completely. It is just, if our intention of the enlightened attitude or of bodhicitta is not accompanied by the training of the four boundless qualities or the four immeasurables, then the bodhicitta is not perfect or not good. And also the bodhicitta is not fully developed. Also, it is not just that we only have to develop bodhicitta. On top of that, we also have to train in bodhicitta once it is developed. Therefore, there is a reason for giving these 3 points here, ending up with a training in bodhicitta.
Tangbo tsemi ye yela lo jangwa la, jere samba tang nyingi gawa tangyo yele, tomaram tangbo samba ni muna, mu jang, he jang, Der nyamsa langne, Ramba yin lo jomba tse lo, wene lo jomba kapsa tangbo tangyo ni majang na, tangbo tangyo ni jangu kudu. Samba de nyingye, suri chendu hyo ne, samba nyingye te suri chendu hyo gare. Tena, nyingda troga sola samba nyingye chigare, dal chigamare. Suri chendu hyo ne, nambar taba ke mongba yinbe, Jumsin tina tangbo ra tangyo ni jongwe, tangbo tangyo ni go tso ni jang gu do su mara, yeah.
The four boundless qualities or the four immeasurables are boundless love, boundless compassion, boundless, they call it sympathetic joy, and boundless impartiality. Love is usually dealt with first, but when we practice the four one after the other as a training for the mind, we should start by developing impartiality. Otherwise, whatever love, compassion, joy we generate will tend to be one-sided. That means we might only develop loving-kindness and compassion towards our friends and those who are close to us, and we might not develop loving-kindness and compassion to our enemies. If it is one-sided, then it is not completely pure. In this case, therefore, we begin with a meditation on impartiality.
Tanyung ki sava te, ki sava ne, dravu la he dang tang. Simchin parpa tso dravu la he dang tang kondro che gendo, ta dravu la he dang kondro tang gondo. Ni la kar tang gondo, ni la gadong tang, ni la ga yin hien jin chakpan do, yin da manda vi hien jin chakpan lo jing do, de tang gondo. Simjin Tamjela, Dradang Jeb Simjin Tamjela, Niring Dang Chadang Mebar, Nyombala Tanyu Hisa. Niring Sijit, Ninda Trote, Niwam Dang, Dralla Subsimjin Nam Ringwam Maimba, Ninji Yoda Ringwam Maimba, Niring Dang Trava, Chadang Mebar, Nila Chakba, the Dralla Dawa Mebar, Nyombala, Ninji Chimbe Muyordo. Nyom na teni tanyu hisa. Tate ne kam na, tate tu kam na, rangke pama ta nyindun laso. Laso pa rangke so la hindu cha. Ranso la hindu hinjin cha. Dratang ti so la. Dratang drai so su churpa. Dratang ti so se jada dratang drai nyende lawala sigire. Dratang dravo te so la hedang mze par sepa ndeyang de karre. Ndeyang mata bichunye de hirab je takye matang bichunye, momba ye bichunye. Khande ta gugdo se na tseram ngama nam so tate dran de nam je chang rangke nyi se ne tseben dro. Tsebe go nindro yore dravuzo. Tumbe jang, pin takpa yang sanje machapa yore. Tata nyi de tsevam, nyi imbarnda bandan namjang, tanda ngazu hiencha do yine yang, tserab ngaman namla, rangka drar jorte, rangla nueba seba yang, tuma yoba ngarhe batar. Papa kataye, pasha sahing mala dek, Lengin drawo pang the song. Chung me chu yu ruban cha. Kobe chu la gemo to hi song batar tang. Marade. Ta chatang tang gupe jumsin te yaposong to. Jumsin min the tanga maro. Jumsin min the tanga me cigar. Dali hedang tanga me dan dorgo. Ni la gatong tanga me ni chungu cigar. Jumsin yon at the nechik se na tangre. Marabe.
The meditation on impartiality. Impartiality in Tibetan means tang nyom. Tang means giving up our hatred for enemies and infatuation with friends, and having an even-minded attitude, that is the nyom part, towards all beings, free of attachment to those close to us and aversion for those who are distant. Rinpoche says ordinary beings tend to have aversion towards their enemies, and they tend to have attachment towards their friends. But one should have an even-minded attitude towards all sentient beings, including one's enemies. One should have an even-minded attitude to those who seem to be close and to those who seem to be distant. Those who seem to be close are one's friends, and those who seem to be distant are one's enemies. So one should neither have attachment to one's friends nor aversion to one's enemies. but one should have an even-minded attitude. Most of the time, we are very attached to those we think of as part of our own group. That is, father and mother, relatives, and so on. While we feel an intolerable aversion towards our enemies and those associated with them. Rinpoche says the enemies are those associated with them, might be the families and the relatives of the enemies. Towards those we feel an intolerable aversion. This is a mistake and comes from a lack of investigation. We did not investigate with our superior knowledge or with our intelligence what friends and relatives are. We are still deluded. So having attachment to friends and aversion towards enemies, this is a mistake which comes from a lack of investigation. Those whom we now consider our enemies have surely been our loving friends in former lives, taking care of us affectionately and giving us infinite help and support. Conversely, many of those whom we now call friends have certainly been against us and done us harm. As we saw in the chapter on impermanence, this is illustrated by the words of the sublime Katyayana, who says, he eats his father's flesh, he kicks his mother away, he dandles on his lap the enemy that he killed. The wife is gnawing at her husband's bones. I love to see what happens in Samsara's show.
ཁྱི ཡི སོང པ དང དེར མ ཟེ དེ ཚང མ ཟེ ངོ ཡི ཆུ ཅ ཁྱི སོང དེ ཚང ཅི སེ མོ ལ ཅང པེ མ སར ཁྱི ས བ གོང ལོ ཅུ དོན ལོན པ ཞི དེ གབ དེ སེ ཅི དེ ཁྱི སར རེ ཕར ཁེ སོ ནས ཁྱི སོང རེ དེ པ མ ཁྱི བ གབ ཆུ ཅར ཅེ ཆུ ཅ ཅི སོང དེ ཚང ཅི ལོ པོ ནོ བུ ཅེ ལ ལོ པོ པེ མ ཅུ ནེ ལ དག སེ མོ ལ ཅང དེ ལེ དག པ ཞི ཅན ཡིན པ ར དེ ཁྱི ཡི སོང པ དང དེར མ ཟེ དེ ཚང མ ཟེ ངོ ཡི ཆུ ཅ ཁྱི སོང དེ ཚང ཅི ལོ པོ ནོ བུ ཅེ ལ ལོ པོ པེ མ ཅུ ནེ ལ དག སེ མོ ལ ཅང དེ ལེ དག པ ཞི ཅན ཡིན པ ར དེ དག ཅར པོ ཁྱི སོང དེ ཚང ཅི ལོ པོ ནོ བུ ཅེ ལ ལོ པོ པེ མ ཅུ ནེ ལ དག སེ མོ ལ ཅང དེ ལེ དག པ ཞི ཅན ཡིན པ ར དེ དག ཅར པོ ཁྱི སོང དེ ཚང ཅི ལོ པོ ནོ བུ ཅེ ལ ལོ པོ པེ མ ཅུ ནེ ལ དག སེ མོ ལ ཅང དེ
sadon kenjin bodhi sadon nam kenjin cheban so nam ringin je posom de tine ma sa ze me porje vare ringin je posom de tine chuitin chembo saron kha hyor yimaka chuitin saron kha hyor de yim yim vare yim kap so bodha la cham de drum tema ke lulang ne yobala drum lulang vare tada nga so drum ke chera sagdu va Jarpo Niche, Tibet Chongla, Super Tim, but take a super. Jarpo Tami, the Saga, Sape, Drumb, Hibar Chopatite. Soke Lencha, the Chiches, Emer Chiba Yison. Soke Lencha, Corte, Tini, Cheranga Pomo Chiba, Mato, Cheranga Pomole, Tabaka, Marison Potato. Chuja Tesong, Dipsin, Jipsin, Jamba Yang Mula, Jamba Yang Trovare. Teta will lencha puju yona Tibu yin la tayan jemu Chujan tesong de tin tavan jamba yanga tropa lion lencha puju yona Yenda la yungre sombre Tina tata rare pama tang puju tundel Tedong tang Tedong sija de sambare Tedong de sambatang Dumba sanje machapasi Tela dunga tamudo basona, rangla soma lechang tobe, nyangi Tata yang drala drar zong yang, tata yang rang drala drar zong yang zeng yang, di chola nepa mi te. Rang drar zong yang, rang drawo te, dra yin sam ni, drawar zong na yang, di chola drawar ma zeng pa tang. Drawar zeng chan nepa chan manu pa yang yu la. Tartu nepa chan yang, nekam nepa chan yang, nepa te ye ju, rang chen te ye, Nyindran Prabhata, Nepa Kakheke, then Pinto were a tin, the Nyindran Prabhalas of a Pinto were. Tambe Chutan Jarvason, Tartoke, Pindi, Pinden Jurva, Jurvan Yu. Rang a tapjeti, yeet and tune, Tam Kepa goni, Dravoti, yeet and tune, Jambit Seke, a head young day, Timber Sena, Nyindan Jurva Lion Signi. Dabo ni itu jual layan kalau kapo ya mara kecak kepa sih na dabo ni itu cakar kecak dukja sih na ni yang dah cakar dulu kecak kaki lada lagi tu dekian tu tata ni itu semua namjang baca pama lupa tang baca sejuk tu pugu baca ke pama lupa neng gokor tawa tang sebab yang yau jengi kini kala Pasa ke pama sweba yang yawari, jubze la sopa tondo. Rang tang muntun pe, ngata nam tang doyne, rang drabo tang doyne, yang nepa sweba yawari. Ar pasa drabi so sun rova. Di so zong de, drabo di so zong de, non tro kyom, non tro, sweba jeba so tuma yawpa tang. Gartin tun pa tar, yawna ne, tela dunga song na, Tela dunga tang mudoba so song na rang la song wa le chan tuba dunga nyunga tang. Nyi tang pata la so ba te da ke che do don do dek la po che dek pa chen po sa ne sema che wa sema nye war mpen pa am do ba tang. Rang ke chu yang ta pa ki dropar ndo chan tam pi chu yang ta pa ki se pa ndo chan te da ke shor de pa tang. ते दा के ह्योन देप से जते छु छु डोपा ला परचे से पा ओ ता चरा लेका जागो रे जोसा गोरे ते रवो से ना परचे सो रे ह्योन दे पतांग फमा दम पुजु सो लु मा थोंग बे दे मा द थाय पा द छा गो दो लु मा थोंग बे पंग मा तो पे छु से ह्यो द लु ने डुलोंग मु जों वा सो ड्रा ले चांग थो बे ड्रा ले चांग Nepa chebe, nepa chebe, taking to Cheva, Sama pinche layang, Tata rang drums in bandada, rang drums in bateda, rang pujui de Cheva, Tata rang drums a Cheva, Sama rang, Nitini pujui de cheese, Cheva tang. Ni nam drar Cheva so Nepami, cheese. Tina Dranija, Junsin Tis and Dranija Nama Kitchik Mandala. Dranija Nama de Kitchik Mare to Su Tong Dongre. Dranija Namdo than Jopun Jordogre. Dratan Ninja Namdo and Jorion Bacapso, Dranin Jordogre. Dranin and Jornin Dar and Jorazogre. The Embarra Zone, Chadanga Lesa Nila Chadala Dang Chadanga Leng and Basan Pinkamare. Ranning is on good thing to say by here. Ting do se jete do ji chenang le yong na sa do gre tan da zhe zeng de so la de ge ba ka so de ni cha yin na chen bo ji ma jam chen nang la yu ya do wa ten dao de ma ten do gre ran yin ngi song ge ting do se ba xie se ba le ge ba jie yu de na rang ge rang ki ta ye pe nam ken ta da nyang be sim jin tam jie la pa ma da bo zhen de xi nie wa le ya de ngui jie tan ba gong ma Lama Koma, Tropto Koma Namjan Nam Tari, Drani Nyambani the Tabar Sao, Drada Ni Nyambani the Tago, the Drani Nyambani the Gom Godo, Drani Nyambani Jinyamizo Godo, Nanjurje Wans of Malarepe, Nam Tali Soma Yid, Drada Ni Nika Loma Chasore, Tenda Wogo Doso, Drani Nyambani the Tabar Sao, Ya. Jigsen and the logo. nyamdo samkin tangbo rangge ye la hin do maga yin kontro dang ye dang je be yo nam la tap to me goni tap na cho ji goni kontro dang ye dang me je be cho la jang ne rang yin je pen ba de ne ba kan yang me be sim jin par man nam dang nyom bar sa nyom go do tene par man nam jang therap to ma me be du ne dra da ni kan yang ma yin be par man nam jang je ba Jeba Toma may be duni rang Pama seba la trangje mucho pa sola sam de Pama zuyore. Tata Jevan de Pama mutang drawer, Jedong lo maji je pardo lo jankin gom. Tar dradang ni da drani kayam may be Parma som. Kanong the name simjin tamje rang ten de Jevan de Pama tang jebar meba. Ninji lo maji pardo gom. Tetar mazona rangin do dani kangla yang ninji dang he dang so mejeva nyomba tam song yang tene ten ravote pemi nemi tomok tanyu hi sate tanyu te mepo gomju. Tena tanyu te mepe pet carre pete tran song ke dronje patabi hi sate. Transong token drone the term of cups of penum penna transong them drone them termunje per cups of termi tragi zangi ramding tamje la che mepers over your endo che mepa kanga chickpas over your endo che meper and jebatan cause the tanda jagger looks like hang loma loma nana kalaji tanga dovate chickpas over your endo Kahien Donbo, Kahien Mau, Kahela Denma Yabu, Kahela Dukya Meba, Lomenting and Kala taken the Western Oyster, Kanga Chipa Jepatan Tungbara Tungbaran Draver Namke Karchapje, Simjin Tamji, Ninji Tempu Yoto Nyomjin Nyamjin, Nyombaki, Guba Impe, Tetar Mazonga Pardo Lojang, Ya Tata Nutandu. Can you somebody?
Rinpoche just reads. Another example is the story of Princess Pema Sel, daughter of the king of the Dharma king Trizong Detsen. When she died at the age of 17, her father went to ask Guru Rinpoche how such a thing could happen. He said, I would have thought that my daughter must have been someone with pure past actions. She was born as the daughter of King Trizong Detsen. She met all of you translators and panditas who are like real Buddhas. So how can it be that her life was nevertheless so short? The master replied, it was not at all because of any pure past deeds that the princess was born as your daughter. Once I, Pema, Guru Rinpoche, Pema, and you, the great Dharma king, and the great Bodhisattva abbot had been born as three low... No. Once I, Pema, that means Guru Rinpoche, you, the Dharma king, and the great Bodhisattva abbot, that is Shantarakshita, had been born as three low-caste boys. We were building the great stupa of Jarunkasho, which is now the Baudanath stupa. At that time, the princess had taken birth as an insect, which stung you on the neck. Brushing it off with your hand, you accidentally killed it. Because of the debt you incurred in taking that life, the insect was reborn as your daughter. If even the children of Dharma King Trizong Detsen, who was Manjushri in person, could be born to him in that way as the result of his past negative action, what can one say about other beings? At present, we are closely linked with our parents and our children. We feel great affection for them and have incredible aspiration for them. When they suffer, or anything undesirable happens to them, we are more upset than we would be if such things had happened to ourselves. All this is simply the repayment of debt for the harm we have done each other in past lives. Of all the people who are now our enemies, there is not one who has not been our father or mother in the course of all our previous lives. Even now, the fact that we consider them to be against us does not necessarily mean that they are actually doing us any harm. There are some we think of as opponents who from their side do not see us in that way at all. Others might feel that they are our enemies, but are quite incapable of doing us any real harm. There are also people who at the moment seem to be harming us, but in the long term, what they are doing to us might bring us recognition and appreciation in this life, or make us turn to the Dharma and thus bring us much benefit and happiness. At this point, Rinpoche said that it might be possible that our now-time enemies are those who consider to be enemies, that they might be of benefit for us in that at a long term they bring us to the Dharma and make us practice the Dharma. Yet others, if we can skillfully adapt to their characters and win them over with gentle words until we reach some agreement, might quite easily turn into friends. Rinpoche said it's actually very easy to make friends of enemies. You just have to talk in a sweet voice and sweet words to these enemies and they might become a friend. But if that is easy, it is also easy the other way around. If you talk badly to your friends, then it might be very easy that they become enemies. On the other hand, there are all those whom we normally consider closest to us, our children, for example. But there are sons and daughters who have cheated or even murdered their parents. Sometimes children side with people who have a dispute with their parents and join forces with them to quarrel with their own family and plunder their wealth. Even when we get along well with those who are dear to us, their sorrows and problems actually affect us even more strongly than our own difficulties. In order to help our friends, our children, and our relatives, we pile up great waves of negative actions which will sweep us into the hells in our next life. When we really want to practice the Dharma properly, they hold us back. Unable to give up our obsession with parents, children and family, we keep putting off Dharma practice until later, and so never find the time for it. In short, such people may harm us even more than our enemies. What is more, there is no guarantee that those we consider adversaries today will not be our children in future lives, or that our present friends will not be reborn as our enemies, and so on. It is only because we take these fleeting perceptions of friend and enemy as real that we accumulate negative actions through attachment and hatred. Rinpoche says it's just a thought or just a concept of an enemy as well as just a thought or a concept of a friend. And these concepts can change. Or if we change the concept, then the friend will become an enemy or the enemy will become a friend. It's just dependent on our thoughts, just dependent on our concepts, whether we consider somebody to be a friend or an enemy. Why do we hold on to this millstone which will drag us down into the lower realms? Rinpoche says this millstone can also be compared to an anchor. We have the boat and we throw the anchor to tear us down. So why should we hold on to this anchor which drags us down into the lower realms? Make a firm decision, therefore, to see all infinitive beings as your own parents and children. Then, like the great beings of the past, whose lives we can read about, consider all friends and enemies as the same. Here we have the example of the life story of Milarepa. Milarepa considered friends and enemies as the same. He developed the view of equality towards friends and enemies. Thus, in the end, both his friends and his enemies became his disciples. First, toward all those you do not like at all, those who arouse anger and hatred in you, train your mind by various means so that the anger and hatred you feel for them no longer arises. Think of them as you would of someone neutral, who does you neither good nor harm. Then reflect that the innumerable beings to whom you feel neutral have been your father and mother sometimes during your past lives, throughout time without beginning. Meditate on this theme, training yourself until you feel the same love for them as you do for your present parents. Finally, meditate until you feel the same compassion toward all beings, whether you see them as friends, enemies, or in between, as you do for your own parents. Now, what is meant by boundless impartiality is certainly not just to think of everybody, friends and enemies, as the same, without any particular feeling of compassion, hatred, or whatever. That is mindless impartiality and brings neither harm nor benefit. The image or the example given for truly boundless impartiality is a banquet given by a great sage. When the great sages of old offered feasts, they would invite everyone, high or low, powerful or weak, good or bad, exceptional or ordinary, without making any distinction whatsoever. Rinpoche gave some example of some feasts which were happening in India, where anybody who arrived, whether he was a low caste or a high caste, they were all served food on a palm tree leaf. They would all be treated in the same way. Like those great sages, our attitude toward all beings throughout space should be a vast feeling of compassion, encompassing them all equally. Train your mind until you reach such a state of boundless impartiality.
Ta tanda dor dona tang nyum se jete tang ya te tang tama tang nyom ba ni re tama te da le he dang tang go do he dang tang go bi jum chen te so lo sam no tang de he dang ta ni la thamar pe khen cha tang go do te tamar pe khenja tang go be jum chen de zo sam no ta tene parma la yang ning ji che go gon do ning ji go be jum chen de zo sam de tene tam che ning ji chen bu me yor do nyo ba de la tene tang nyong se tam che ning ji chen bu me yor do nyom go do tang nyom Tene tang nyong goya ta lin chik tsa mayin pa yang ni yang du gom gore. Yang ni yang du sam, yang ni yang du gom, yang ni yang du nyambar ya gore.
In brief, what is impartiality, or in Tibetan, tang nyom? The tang means to send away or give up, and the nyom means an even-minded attitude. Or just even-minded. So what is tang? What is to be given up? What we have to give up is the anger or aversion against enemies. What we have to give up is also attachment, is ordinary attachment towards friends. We have to think about the reason why we have to give that up, or why we have to tongue it. And then what we have to do is we have to develop compassion towards all of those who are in between friends and enemies. Until we reach a state where we have all sentient beings as object of our focus for our compassion. Then this is nyom, this is an even-minded attitude which focuses at all sentient beings. We have to think about the reasons why we have to give up anger and aversion towards friends and enemies, develop this even-minded attitude towards all sentient beings, think about that again and again, meditate it and put it into practice. That is impartiality or tang nyom.
Junsin Pune Dali Kedang Tang
Kyutsen?
Tomatum Junsin Rizin Kedang Tango Junsin Heswan Junsin Tome Dali Kedang Tang Junsin Tome Hincha Tang Tamji Ningi Yorto Nyombala Tangyo Timi Hine Jobai
Tangyo Timi Yoldu
Tamte Ningi Yorto Nyombala, Tangyo Timi Hine Jobai. He Savar Jobai. Tangyo Timi Himin Jobai. Tanya Jobai.
Rinpoche puts that into a verse. Saying, for different kinds of reasons, or for the different reasons, that is referring to those reasons we had here in the text, and which Rinpoche was explaining. We have to give up aversion. How you say aversion against or for friends, enemies?
Towards.
Aversion towards enemies. We have to. For the different reasons, we have to give up attachment towards friends.
I think two actually is better: aversion to friends and aversion to enemies and attachment.
We have to develop an even mind. Again, to or toward all?
To
all?
Towards all.
Towards. We have to develop an even mind towards all as an object of our compassion. This is what is called immeasurable impartiality. Tamche ningje yuldu.
Nyom gogodo. Ningi miyordu.
Tamche.
Ningi miyordu nyom bale. Ningi miyori imbale. Chepa me. Nyom sigido. Daya ningi miyore. Nyaya minji ningi miyore. Parmayi ningi miyore. Kanga ningi miyordu nyom. Nyom sigido chepa me. Nyile ningi chepa che. Dala chonganda wo moyimba. Ningi chepa me. Nyom togo bale. Tenda wo nyom na. Tene tang nyom sigido.
So we have to develop an even mind towards all, meaning all sentient beings, as an object of our compassion. Rinpoche says this nyom, this even mind, actually means there is no difference, or we don't differentiate between an enemy or between a friend or between some neutral person. But we have to have all of them, enemies, friends, and all neutral persons, as object of our compassion. In Tibetan? Tam nyom tse me she ne.
Hi ne, hi savar jepa.
Hi ne, jepa yin.
We
have to sing that three times. Did you note it down or I did? For the different reasons, well, let's say for different reasons, it doesn't sound. For different reasons, we have to give up aversion to enemies. For different reasons, we have to give up attachment to friends. We have to develop an even mind towards all as an object of our compassion.
Has to be as objects.
As objects of our compassion. But the all sounds? Does the all
to make
sound?
It, to make it dramatic.
I mean, even mind towards all?
Yeah.
That sounds?
Yeah.
This is what is called immeasurable impartiality. Now we have to sing. Rinpoche proposes the Vajradhatu style.
For different reasons we have to give up aversion to enemies. For different reasons we have to give up attachment to friends. We have to develop an even mind towards all as objects of our compassion. This is what is called immeasurable impartiality. For different reasons we have to give up aversion to enemies. For different reasons we have to give up attachment to friends. We have to develop an even mind toward all as objects of our compassion. This is what is called immeasurable impartiality. For different reasons we have to give up aversion to enemies. For different reasons we have to give up attachment to friends. We have to develop an even mind toward all as objects of our compassion. This is what is called immeasurable impartiality.
Tene tsikye te don tangyo tsimi di yang ni yang do gong go re do.
I thought of this pet. I was tearing off this little part. Does that matter?
Okay.
We have to recite this verse of Rinpoche again and again and think about impartiality and put it into practice. So therefore, we have to tongue and nyom. We have to give up and develop an even mind. I don't know, isn't it? Kulzik Jabu Yona?
Got it.
Dene Gyumsen Dume Jala Sheda.
Yetang Tang. Kulzik Jabu Yona, yeah.
It might be nicer to translate it as an imperative. For different reasons, give up aversion to enemies. It's shorter also. For different reasons, give up attachment to friend. Develop an even mind towards all as objects of our of your compassion. Objects of... I like it more personal. Freedom of the translator, you may recite it as you like.
The question that was on the take Yuma de Jurgore, Toma Tangu, Timmy Gombarasa, and also go. Cosigzona.
Sikang Pashibadi?
Goma de Cosigzona, take Yuma de Toma Tangu, Timmy Gombarasa. Toma Tango. Semi yele tomar tanyo gongurzero. Tomar tanyo semi gombarsa. Tayan kurzero gongo. Tayan dawazo.
Okay, if we change that to imperatives, then we have to change the fourth line also. So, how it sounds now is for different reasons, give up aversion to enemies, for different reasons, give up attachment to friends, develop an even mind towards all as objects of your compassion. Thus, you should, in the beginning, meditate on immeasurable impartialities. Thus you should, in the beginning, meditate on immeasurable impartiality.
Tene tse kamba somba tela tamji ningi or do nyomba yes tenda wuku wisa
wa
nyomba yi
doesn't change the meaning, does it?
No.
Gimsen duma di karere.
Gimsen si cheso. Dawo cheba toma membani. Cheba tomi ni. Dawo cheba toma membani. Pamal chobe gimsen tang. Dawo latin de zepa mpebe pinto be gimsen tang. Part dollar zone yang chod dar mazembe gimsen tang. Rama. Dala tin de chu.
That was explained or what we were reading from the book. For example, that all your enemies in previous lives or throughout all your lifetimes at one point have been your father or your mother, that based on this life's enemies your patience might increase. Are that based on this life's enemies, you will be guided by them or led by them towards practicing the genuine Dharma? There were many reasons given in this text. Another reason is, for example, that based on being harmed by an enemy, our own pride decreases. Or based on enemies, we develop weariness with samsara. Actually, the chapter on patience in the Bodhicharyavatara by Shantideva gives... gives various reasons why or for the advantages of friends of enemies.
Then ni le yang kencha tangu pe jumte medawa mangbo ye bani samudo.
And there were also many reasons for why we have to give up ordinary attachment toward our friends. Tomorrow, Rinpoche will explain about loving kindness.
Loving. Yeah, but.